Good afternoon. If you are not a fan of heat and humidity, the weather news is not particularly good for you, at least for the next few days. As summer-like weather makes a return, of course, it is still summer technically, though at least we had a bit of a break from all of that mugginess after a very humid first couple of weeks of August. The humidity did ease a bit, and now we're back into some stuffy weather, at least for a few days. We'll have a cold front pass through Wednesday into Wednesday night, and then by Thursday, we'll start to see that mugginess go away. So at least we'll be on a path to some more refreshing type weather, especially later this week. So if you're not a fan of the oppressive type weather, you're just going to have to wait a couple of days, and we'll make things a little bit more comfortable for you as we move closer to the holiday weekend. But for now, we are dealing with the temperatures that are on the warm side, and the humidity is up as well. Dew points are running in the 60s to right around 70 degrees this afternoon, and that indicates that the air is quite humid. There are a couple of storms around, especially to our west this afternoon, and I cannot rule out a passing shower or storm as we move into tonight. Odds are going to be best for a storm north of I-90, but even in and around the capital region, there is the possibility that we do see a storm sneak in as we move through the nighttime hours. Otherwise, we'll look out for some areas of fog as we go through the night, and temperatures will be largely in the neighborhood of 70 degrees, so that is going to be on the warm side for sleeping without air conditioning. For tomorrow, any areas of fog will slowly lift during the morning, and we're looking ahead to a partly sunny day. It is going to be a little bit hotter than today. Temperatures make it up into the low and mid-90s tomorrow afternoon, and the humidity will be high as well. So for that reason, a heat advisory is up for much of our area tomorrow as heat index values, or feels like temperatures, may be close to 100 degrees tomorrow afternoon. It is similarly hot and humid on Wednesday, with temperatures again in the low 90s in many spots. The feels like numbers up around 100. A shower or storm is possible Wednesday afternoon into Wednesday night, especially across the northern half of our area. Then on Thursday, as the front sinks to our south, we'll have the chance for showers and storms, mainly south of I-90. It'll turn less hot and less humid later Thursday into Friday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Areas of fog, warm and humid, lows in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid, with highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a shower or thunderstorm, areas of fog, warm and humid, lows in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid, highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, warm and humid, low in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid, high 90 to 95. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, chance of a passing shower or storm, areas of fog, warm and humid, lows in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, hot and humid, highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly sunny, hot and humid, chance of a thunderstorm mainly north and west of Albany, highs in the upper 80s to lower 90s. On Thursday, variably cloudy with a chance of showers and storms, especially south of I-90, highs in the 70s and 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.